just lecturing or they put up their slides and that's it. But that they get involved with their students, they really go out of the way, the touching part for which nursing is known, to get to know their students and involve in their lives and to try to facilitate and mitigate some of the constraints of socialization that occurs with online education and a personal touch. And I think that contributes to the satisfaction that we have. But I want to mention that this would not be possible without our fabulous team of Kate Treadway, who provides all the content in the organization and is in our Quad Cities program, and our Executive Associate Dean, Julie Zerwick, who I think that part-time she's in sales, going out and developing the connections that we need to really have this program throughout the state, if not beyond, and also serves as our representative with UIC Online. So that's just a little bit of our program. I hope you appreciated the comparison, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dean Weaver. I had an opportunity to stop by your Moline site a couple of months ago and interact with a few of the students, and I would affirm your comment of level of student satisfaction with the program. Next, we have Ray Schroeder, who's the founding director of the Center for Online Learning Research and Service at UIS, and he comes to speak with us about their program. Ray, please.
Thank you very much, President Easter, and it really is a grand day. I've got to say, I am so excited that the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois are dedicating the day really to looking at new technologies and the ways in which these can enhance our learning at all of our campuses as we look not only today, but also into the future. You know, clearly the internet has affected all of our lives. Quick question, how many of you have a smartphone? You know, yeah, right, I mean, I think it's overwhelming. I think we've become reliant. This is really integrated into the lives of all of us as in the 21st century. At Springfield, we've had the wonderful opportunity to provide some leadership and research as well as application of online learning. Let me bring up some stats that may be a bit small. I'll just hit a couple of those high points. But note that we have, as of fall semester, 1,527 of our majors are in the 20-some online degree and certificate programs at the University of Illinois, generating 38% of the credits and located in 75 counties across the great state of Illinois, but also in 48 states and 10 countries. Our semesters just began last week. I teach Internet and American Life every semester, the lead of five sections. And we ask our students to introduce themselves. I thought I would just take a moment to excerpt the self-description of the first five students who responded. The first one, and this, Chairman Kennedy, I think, speaks to one of those 7 points that you speak about. First one is a senior at UIS on English bachelor's degree program, lives in a small town in central Illinois, the executive director of her local United Way. And she wrote, although I love my job, I found myself longing to finish my degree, but I needed the flexibility of an online program, and now I'm entering my last semester. The second was a liberal arts major and currently takes 2 classes a semester, 30 years old, lives in Peoria, had finished 100 credit hours by the time he was 22, got a great job offer working for an agribusiness company, left college, now coming back online as he's employed to finish his degree. The third is 52 years old, working on a BA in liberal arts. I have an applied associate's in marketing and merchandising, and I worked for years as a marketing analyst. But I have a special needs child now, and I've taken a position as a teaching assistant at a middle school. So now I'm taking this opportunity to finish my degree. The last one I'll share is a junior in computer science. He finished his associates in 1984 and decided in 2012 that was a good year to get back. Lives up here in northern Illinois, 3 daughters, 1 at Dominican, another at Elmhurst, another sophomore at one of the prestigious Northwest suburban schools. And he says he's been a computer programmer for 28 years. These are